Chapter 29. I was at 65% strength, and I could feel the ill effects of the parasites sapping my energy. My health was at 80%, and I had 3 special weapons, all of them fully charged and ready to go. The weapons appeared at the bottom right of my vision. All I needed to do to cast them was mentally click.
Sizzle and stick. Feral claw. Batshit berserker.
There was nothing that indicated what any of those did. That last ability, Batshit Berserker, had a skull next to it. Other than the 3 weapons, it didn't appear as if I had any additional special or magical abilities. Except for Burrow, which seemed to work regardless of the type of ground. I knew Banksy would never be able to burrow into the stone ground where I now stood. I had emerged not too far from where we'd entered the caverns to the now-destroyed Kinnegad. It was late afternoon, and I looked about, still not used to the different HUD. A map sat in the top right. I tried to pull up my normal menus, but they didn't work while I was inside this mode. I had 2 buttons on the bottom, exit control and a glowing red button that read, eject. I took a tentative step forward. The rock under my feet crunched, as if the rocky ground held a thin crust of snow. I didn't feel nearly as slow as I imagined a giant badger would feel. But it was peculiar, being in this body. My long snout, my prone form, my retractable claws. It all made my head swim. A light rain fell. Everything smelled so much more. The world an explosion of sensation. Animals, grass, the smoky sky, the burnt stench of demons. It was all amplified 1,000-fold. I'd played a few games where you immersed as non-human-shaped creatures, and it was always odd, disconcerting. It took a lot longer to get used to than in other games, and afterward it took much longer to recover from immersion. As a result, most games kept the vast majority of characters as bipedal, 2-armed creatures. I'd once tried out the free demo of Garden Variety, a stealth-themed game where you played a fox hunting chickens, and even that was too much for me. The game had eventually been co-opted by the furries anyway. Not that there was anything wrong with that. I wanted to try out my 3 weapons, and then I would hustle my new ride over to Charnel and see if I could find Clara and Banksy. At this height, I could see the distant glow of Medina and the horde of demons flocking around it. That gave me an idea. I likely wouldn't survive for long, but I wondered if I could power my way to the walls. I probably could, I decided. If we could do that, then maybe we didn't need to complete the Shrill quest just yet. I clicked on the map. I wanted to set a waypoint. I found Charnel, and it allowed me to place a marker. I noticed something odd, though. There was a wide, red indicator around the abandoned city that Charnel bordered. Zooming out, a similar area surrounded Medina.
This guardian may not venture within a kilometer of Medina.
Shit. There went that idea. My world flashed red, and I went tumbling, agony erupting from my side. I spun, bewildered, not sure what could possibly have hurt me so. My health went down to 50% with that single hit. What the hell? I scrambled to my feet, still uncertain on my legs. I looked up in time to see a massive 2-headed wolf fly at me, both mouths snarling. The right head clamped on my neck and started shaking. I reflexively clawed out, and I connected with the second head. Both heads yelped, dropping me. Orthrus. Jank was attacking me with Orthrus. All around us, wildlife and demons fled. Trees smaller than blades of grass disintegrated. Rocks shattered with each step. A small herd of those rhinoceros demons, the giant fireball-shooting monsters, fell over themselves in terror as they tried to get away. I stepped on one and didn't even feel it. My health had plummeted to 35%. In a panic, I jammed down on my first special attack, Sizzle and Stake. No longer in control of my actions, I felt myself stand vertical, felt the strain on my back. My body became hot, almost unbearably so. The ground around me rumbled. It was an earthquake ability. The ground cracked, steam rushing out. Lava emerged, oozing out from the crevices. Demons and animals and plants all around me died. Orthrus jumped back, moving lightning quick, circling the ring of fire. The two-headed kaiju had a green exclamation point floating over it. I didn't know what that meant, but I suspected it indicated the kaiju was under player control. The sizzle and steak button grayed out, and a 5-hour countdown timer appeared. I tentatively fell back onto all fours. I couldn't move, lest I burn myself on my own special ability. But as the shaking subsided, the lava eased, turning black and then solid as it rapidly cooled. I could burrow away. I knew I wouldn't be able to defeat Orthrus. The wolf was about a third again bigger than me, was probably at 100% strength, and it was controlled by someone who knew what he was doing. But I wanted to know what the other two attacks were. Orthrus put a hesitant paw on the sizzling ground, allowing its massive foot to sink in. Satisfied it didn't burn or hurt, the wolf heads appeared to grin. With a quick motion, the wolf galloped at me, leaping just as I clicked Feral Claw. I leaped forward to meet the wolf in the air, both my forward claws lashing out at lightning speed. I felt them both dig deep. We smashed together with a thunderous crash. The wolf plummeted to the earth, hitting so hard, a distant mountain began to collapse. I smashed into the ground, rolling until I stopped against a rocky bluff. A pair of vulture demons swept down at me, the same kind that regularly attacked Charnel, and I swatted them away like gnats. I turned to face Orthrus. The countdown timer on Feral Claw was only 5 minutes. The wolf looked pissed. I'd hurt it bad. It had a massive gash on its chest. Blood freely flowed, gushing like a waterfall. But I knew I was hurt worse. My health was down to 21%. Okay, asshole. Let's see what this last attack does. At least, I tried to say that. It came out as... Orthrus kept back, more hesitant. The right head snarled. It seemed to pause, thinking. And then the whole kaiju pulsed. A blue light flashed, almost blinding. The wolf sat, both heads pointing into the air, howling. He was performing a special attack of his own. I watched with equal fascination and horror as the howling wolf split in half, right down the middle. Both sides collapsed to the ground. For a moment, I thought maybe I had miraculously killed it. But the two wolf pieces, each with a head, 2 legs, and half a tail, rolled onto the ground, gore side up, settling to a stop with a deafening crash. The halves twitched. 8 colossal legs emerged from the top and bottom of the creature, from the area below the neck and the area by the tail. Each leg was 50 feet long, segmented, crab-like. The 2 remaining wolf legs on each half, 1 front leg and 1 back leg, twisted and cracked, becoming pinchers. The 2 horrific crab things rocked back and forth, both on their backs. Each managed to flip themselves over. Gore and intestines and blood and muscle cascaded out of the turned-over kaiju halves. I should have attacked while they were down, but I was so damn fascinated with the display, I could do nothing but watch, repulsed. The halves skittered toward me. Neither half was as high as my chest, but both halves remained huge. The wolf heads, one on the left side of one, one on the right of the other, continued to bite and snarl, but the eyes were milky white, dead, zombie-like. What the actual fuck? Again, it came out as a snarl. One of the halves circled around behind me. I wondered which half Jenk was in. The green tag remained over both halves. I took a tentative step toward the half with the head on the right side. The leg pinchers snapped at me. Every time the kaiju moved, more of its innards slurped out of it, painting the rocky ground red. That can't be good for the kaiju. Whirlwind quick, both halves struck, leaping simultaneously.
That shit, Bruce. Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
I felt my back leg get mercilessly ripped off. The next part happened so quickly, I'm not certain what exactly my kaiju did. Mortazgus died, or was knocked out. That much I knew. I'm pretty certain I also killed at least half of Orthrus, though I imagined that thing was already well on its way to being dead. In that last moment, I felt my jaws snap back, peeling open like a flower, the top half of my jaw flipping over the top of my head, drowning me in darkness. The bottom half of my long jaw also opened, going down, spreading out. Something came out of me. I had the impression I was going inside out. I felt something latch onto the forward half of Orthrus, a limb or appendage I didn't have a moment before. I felt that something grasp onto and crush the wolf crab thing. And then it was all over. All physical sensation stopped. The world went red, then back to black, and all that remained was the pitiful, terrifying sound of one of the wolf heads yelping. Words appeared on the screen.
Guardian Mortazgus has fallen.